This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli in Beijing for official visit to China. Prime Minister to hold bilateral meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping and Premier Li Qiang tomorrow. By-election results of 37 local levels published. Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Powal says Nepal's sovereign credit rating suggests Nepal offers favorable environment for investment. And U.S. President Joe Biden issues official pardon for Sean Hunter despite his earlier pleas not to use his presidential authority. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is in Beijing for the official visit to China at the invitation of Chinese Premier Li Qiang. Chinese Vice Minister for Foreign Affairs Sun Weidong welcomed Prime Minister Oli at Beijing Capital International Airport. Prime Minister Oli had left for Beijing this morning for a four-day official visit to China leading a Nepali delegation. During his visit, the Prime Minister is scheduled to hold high-level bilateral meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping and Premier Li tomorrow. Prime Minister Oli is also scheduled to meet China's National People's Congress Standing Committee Chairman Zhao Liji. During the visit, Prime Minister Oli is also scheduled to address a program organized at Peking University and the Nepal-China Business Forum to be jointly organized by the Nepali Embassy in Beijing, China Council for the Promotion of International Trade, and Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry. The Nepali delegation led by Prime Minister Oli includes his spouse Radhika Sakya, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Radhadeva, Prime Minister's Chief Advisor Vishnu Prasad Vimal, Prime Minister's Economic and Development Advisor Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiura, MPs, high-ranking government officials, private sector representatives and media persons. The Prime Minister-led delegation will return home on December 5th. Vote count results of 37 local levels under the by-elections held on Sunday have been published so far. According to the Election Commission, in the by-elections held for 41 various posts of mayors, deputy mayors, chairpersons, vice-chairpersons and ward chairs, Nepali Congress has won 16 positions. The CPN-UML had set victory in 7 positions, while CPN-MAU Center has won 9 positions. Likewise, Janata Samajwadi Party has registered victory in 2 positions, while Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Nepal Pigeons Party, CPN Unified Social Party, Socialist Party rather, and one independent candidate each has won 1 seat. The results of 4 local levels are still awaited as vote counting continues. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Powal says Nepal's sovereign credit rating suggests Nepal offers a favorable environment for investment. Speaking at a meeting with the development partners at the Finance Ministry today, the Finance Minister stated that Nepal's current account balance, encouraging growth in electricity exports, an increase in remittance inflow, and the rising number of tourist arrivals have contributed to strengthening the country's economy. The finance minister hoped that the situation would boost the morale of the private sector and investors, leading to the rise of foreign investment in the country. The finance minister shared that a process has been initiated to prepare a draft of the assistance mobilization policy and law relating to the new finance mobilization in the public sector, expecting suggestions from the development partners. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Damodar Bhandari says foreign investors can apply for investment in Nepal up to 500 million rupees from abroad. Speaking at the plenary session of the two-day 29th Partnership Summit, which began in Indian capital New Delhi today, Minister Bhandari shared that Nepal has implemented an automated pre-approval system for foreign investment proposals through an online platform. He also shared that the threshold for foreign direct investment FDI has been reduced to 20 million rupees from 50 million rupees, with no thresholds required for investments in the IT sector. The number of government officials present at airport to welcome or see off the BBIPs and BIPs has reduced after amendment to the BBIP and BIP security management work procedures. The amendment to work procedures was made by the Council of Ministers at the initiation of the Ministry of Home Affairs 4 days ago. The Home Ministry stated that the first amendment to the work procedure has come into effect in course of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's official visit to China today itself. Information officer at the Ministry, Dil Kumar Tamang, said the amendment has been made with the objective of making the welcome and farewell of the BBIPs well-managed and effective. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेनमा नि आयो
1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रिपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको जीएसएम सीडीएमए मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. US President Joe Biden has issued an official pardon for his son Hunter, who was said to face sentencing this month on federal felony gun and tax convictions. Later, Biden had previously said he would not pardon his son or commute his sentence. However, Al Jazeera cited Biden as saying on Sunday that his son had been singled out and selectively and unfairly prosecuted due to his family name. Hunter Biden pleaded guilty to tax charges in September and was found guilty in a separate trial in June of being an illegal drug user in possession of a gun. Meanwhile, President-elect Donald Trump called the pardon an abuse and miscarriage of justice, while some Republicans have called Joe Biden a liar. At least 56 people have been killed after violent clashes during a football match led to a stampede in Guinea's second-largest city of Jericoacoara. The BBC cited some reports as indicating that it was sparked by a referee sending off two players from the visiting team and awarding a controversial penalty kick. Prime Minister Ori Vah said in a statement that an inquiry is being launched to find those responsible, calling the events tragic and offering his condolences to the bereaved. Police are reported to have used tear gas after supporters of the visiting team lobbied through stones towards the pitch in anger at the referee. Videos and images on social media appear to show chaotic scenes outside the stadium, with large crowds attempting to climb over walls and numerous bodies on the ground. Now sports update. Chitwan Rhinos and Jonakpur Bulls registered win in the matches held under the Nepal Premier League NPL today. Chitwan Rhinos defeated Kathmandu Gurukhas by 5 wickets in the second game of the NPL held at the TU Cricket Ground today. Chitwan Rhinos chased the 112-run victory target in 17.1 overs at the loss of 5 wickets. Earlier, Kathmandu Gurukhas made 111 runs at the loss of 9 wickets in the allotted 20 overs. Meanwhile, Jonakpur Bulls registered second consecutive win, defeating Coronali Yaks by 8 wickets. Batting first after winning the toss, Coronali Yaks scored 141 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Jonakpur Bulls met the victory target of 142 runs and just 15.1 overs, losing 2 wickets. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi Province, Gondagi Province and Korali Province, and mainly fair in the west of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli in Beijing for official visit to China. Prime Minister to hold bilateral meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping and Premier Li Qiang tomorrow. By-election results of 37 local levels published. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Pugal says Nepal's sovereign credit rating suggests Nepal offers favorable environment for investment. And U.S. President Joe Biden issued official pardon for Sean Hunter despite his earlier pleas not to use his presidential authority. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.